6 to 9.
Smile 90.4 FM.
On a glorious Tuesday, it is glorious when this man arrives here. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely to have him. Ladies and gents, Jeremy Loops is here!
Yes!
Yeah, I've come with more energy this morning because the last time I was on radio with you guys, I walked in here for these breakfast shows. You know, I come from Muizenberg all the way down south, so I got to wake up at like 5 and have a cold shower, which I did this morning, and sit there in the traffic sickling. It reminds me of when I used to go to school over the mountain and have to drive in that traffic. And as a musician, I just never have to deal with that anymore. I'm late to rise and seldom to come to the city. So the last time I came in here, I remember you guys scared the heck out of me as I walked into what was one of the most invigorating, energetic rooms I'd been in a while. So this morning I had a cold shower, drank a Red Bull.
You were like,
third coffee here. I'm revved up.
You did leave here feeling great, though. You didn't leave here.
Yes,
no. Like a shot of ground. I'm like enjoying this. Can I just be here?
I thought what I'd do is return the favor and give you guys an injection of extra energy this morning.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And you've been busy since the last time you were here. I mean, you're always busy. It's not like you go away and then you do nothing for months on end. New music. You've been busy. It's a crazy time of the year, as per always.
Always. Yeah, it gets wild towards the end of the year. And there's no rest for the wicked in this music game. We keep busy. And but I've taken some time off these last years, obviously, writing the new fourth album.
Yes.
There's been a lot going on there. And I think we're not going to probably share too much about that. There's big things coming next year, and we can we'll work towards it. I don't want to give away secrets about what's all on this album and who's all on this album.
Yes,
but all systems go now towards our December run. We've got big shows coming in South Africa. We basically then finish in SA and we head overseas next year. Big year next year overseas for us as well. So I've been busy. And starting to release new music.
And it is a calm before the storm while there's a storm in progress. Because as it is, like I mentioned before, in your life, you're on the go all the time. But then you've got this other little, it's not little, it's the next chapter that's bubbling and brewing. And you know with excitement how eager you are. Now, you see, the problem with me is I get too excited, right? I show my cards all at once. I'm like the kind of guy that gets a hand and I know it's a good hand, right? And I'm eager. Gonna go. See what I've got, try and beat that. You gotta now play it like, just relax, take it easy. Whilst not being relaxed, whilst having a busy festive, and then you're going to the new year in the back of your mind knowing what the plan is to release a couple of songs from the upcoming album, and then knowing that next year is gonna be this just wave of just, and this flood of really good energy and really good music that, again, that we've come to expect from you. I mean, know that you pour your love and heart into everything you do.
You definitely spend time building in the off season, as far as like building your energy, starting to like you say, there's a lot of planning that goes into it. A lot of the venues, when you're booking these big shows, you have to book them so far in advance, especially overseas. Like some of the venues we've booked in London and in Germany, for instance, you have to book them 18 months away. Otherwise you can't book them if you want these like prime venues. So it's always this interesting thing, is like the album's not even done yet, but you're already having to go, are we willing to book this, 4,000 seater room?
Sure.
How do we do it? And so there's a lot of pre-planning, but then you've got to link that in with everything. And like you say, I mean, I've definitely been trying to build the energy. I start like getting back in the gym, working out a bit more. You're basically going like in season, it's like fight camp starts. And when December rolls around in South Africa, it feels like that's the big fight that you are training for, in a way.
Absolutely.
So these last months have been kind of enjoyable. I've just been sitting with all the new music. It's obviously all finished now. It's been finished for a couple of months, and I just get to enjoy listening to all the new music and dwelling with it in these last moments before it becomes everyone else's music as well.
I've often wondered about, in this digital age that we live in, and we talk about sharing stuff and sharing ideas, does trust, do you ever wonder about, like, when you share, because obviously there's an inner circle that you have from production to, and then, but these are the small group of people that have got to hear what you've been doing. Does it ever scare you that there could possibly be an incident where music gets shared before it should be shared? Or because we live in that age where it could easily happen. Is it a concern? Inland?
It used to be a bigger concern than I think it is nowadays.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely on my... and it also depends on what the, you know, I mean, when last year when we had that song, the year before when we had that song with Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a lot of terror around that. It was like, don't
do.
No one leak the Ed Sheeran collab song.
Yes.
But I think in general, now that I'm on my fourth album, the people that I'm working with are people I've been with.
Mm-hmm.
And you start kind of, as you evolve in your career, you start like with any business, you start kind of finding the right people and cultivating those relationships. And so, yeah, this fourth album was made with, you know, only the very best people that I love working with. And the circle was a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's certainly no issues around trust there.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.